Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Rolling it down. The Wicked Wednesday begins now. Now. You know what else has begun? The Mac. As the Mac is back, baby. Mac attack. Mac action. And you know what? The Mac lived up to its hype and its namesake this evening. Say what you will about the Mac, man. And I don't mean this with any disrespect, but the Mac is now like the bottom tier conference. And it's still good football. It's still good football. Like, listen, it used to be the Mac and the Sun Belt, but the Sun Belt's really started to dial it up a couple of notches. The Sun Belt gets a bunch of kids that are good enough to play in the SEC, but for various reasons, they end up at the Sun Belt schools. So I tell you what, the Mac came out hot tonight. Central Michigan. You guys know, I know many of our listeners, viewers, have been watching our show a long time, and I've been saying it forever. You know, Central Michigan, the Chippewas, they're like a friend. They're like a friend. Like, you know, like if you have one call to make, you got one call, you know, maybe albeit, you know, because you're under arrest or you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Or, you know what, you're a little short with your rent money. The Central Michigan Chippewas, they're your friends. They're your friends in a time of need. They've always been there for us, except for, like, you know, the last couple of years. They literally and figuratively used to be our lifeline. I blindly, like, got through life betting, like, $5,000 and $8,000 a game on Central Michigan games. I did it once, and it worked, and it sort of became my thing. And, of course, we all remember. And if you're new to this program, it's true. It's true. All stories are true. And we have witnesses. We have people that are tuning in now. The only thing that is debatable, some say 21-0, some say 20-0. I say 21. But we actually went 20-0 or 21-0 in one night. It was our best night ever. It's not the most money I ever won in a day, but we actually, no joke, so let's call it 20-0, whatever, 21-0. We swept the board. We swept the board one night, and it was all Mac football. It was all like a Wednesday night, too, or Thursday night. I think it was a Thursday. Late in the season, Dan LeFever, Nate Davis, Ball State, we killed it. Cam Stewart kills it. So does Papano. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Go on, you stupid horse! I got my last $10 on you! No, don't look at me! Run! No, don't come over here.
Let's roll. Sports Rage. Late night. I am Gabriel Morenci. It's the Wicked Wednesday. People always enjoy the Wicked Wednesdays. People enjoy every night. Quickest 120 minutes in sports. They enjoy it all the time, but it's always special when a raging redhead Cam Stewart steps up and in. And, of course, it's always interesting, informative, and awkward when Ian Cameron joins us on the program as well. Do we have the raging redhead Cam Stewart? The soccer king, corner kicks with Cam Stewart. Is he ready to go? As we've got the raging redhead Cam Stewart and Babano getting set to bring it here this evening. All right, so the Mac is back, Mac Attack. NFL is back tomorrow night. There's been a lot of talk about Michigan in the last 24 hours, Michigan this, Michigan that, and rightfully so. I understand why people are very concerned about the state of Michigan right now and what's going on there. Listen, I've been talking about Michigan all week myself. Hell, I was talking about it before people were talking about it. There's a lot of dysfunction going on in Michigan right now, all right? There's a lot of dysfunction going on in Michigan. And something is going to have to be done about John Harbaugh and Jim Harbaugh and the entire Harbaugh family as they better beat Indiana this week. Yeah, the only Michigan that we're going to be talking about is, you know, the football team. Like, I see, like, Michigan. I don't know if, like, I'm a degenerate, but I saw a thing today. It was, like, Michigan, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, and Alaska. And you know what the first thing I thought? I was like, man, that's a pretty good Alaska shootout basketball tournament. So I thought about it. I just thought it was like a basketball tournament. All right. So on a more serious note, you know, we're all about sports. No election talk here this evening. None at all. We got too many picks to get to. But on a more serious note, somebody sent me something that, you know, I thought was pretty deep and well-written. And I was actually wondering, why are you sending this to me? But it's actually worth it. And this is from Wesley. It says, I get it. You hated him 4 years ago, and you still hate him now. I've seen a lot of hate thrown his way, but this guy is a consistent winner and an overachiever. That's what people who support him love about him. Yeah, there's been scandals. There's been some lies. And yeah, maybe a few times he's twisted the truth to make himself look better. But he's out there every day proving those haters wrong time after time. Call it jealousy, call it envy. Some people just can't handle how successful he and how much money he has. Could even be jealous that he's got a hot foreign model as his wife. You may not want him in this role, but he's there now, and there's nothing you can do about it. I know it's possibly going to get worse over the next
several days. But like him or not, Tom Brady is turning things around in Tampa Bay. And I actually fell for it. Somebody sent this to me in like a direct message, and I'm looking at this, and I start reading it. I get it. You hated him 4 years ago. You still hate him now. I've seen a lot of hate thrown his way. The guy's a consistent winner. That's what people who support him love about him. Yeah, there's been scandals, but yeah, there's been lies. Maybe he's twisted the truth to make himself look better. And I'm thinking to myself, why the hell is this dude sending me this? Like, you know, I actually bet on Trump 4 years ago. So why, you know, like, really, go send this to someone else. But I couldn't stop reading it. And then I realized I got played. And, yeah, you know, like him or hate him, Tom Brady is turning things around in Tampa Bay. And you know what? I think the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, actually probably dislikes Tom Brady more than Trump, to be honest.
Yes,
this post is like Tom Brady. You know, it's funny, actually. It's supposed to be a big joke, this, but Tom Brady actually is a big jerk. So good quarterback, but he is a big jerk. He's a nut job. Let's bring in Cam Stewart, Raging Redhead. What's up, Cam?
What's happening, Morenzi? Hope you're doing well tonight. I'll tell you, Gabe, corner kicks with Cam. It's we're going to proceed to the next level. I love having our soccer shows together, and I'll tell you tonight, baby, we rode the rapids and didn't get impaled. Colorado beats Portland, baby. Let's rock.
Very good pick. Very bold, bold pick. Great odds. Great job, Cam, with the Colorado Rapids pick. You know, and listen, that shows that you're in an MLS zone, in that, you know, you often bet on Portland. You mixed it up tonight. You said you had a feeling about the Colorado Rapids. It was a nil-nil game most of the night. Rapids step up late. Orlando gets the late goal earlier this evening. Yeah. Orlando gets the goal. The corner kicks with Cam. Soon it's going to be the soccer king. And I told you, I'm hyping it up so much. Carver's like, all right, here Cam's the soccer king. Right? So, like, yeah, we're words on the street now. Like, I'm telling you, like, dude, if we haven't learned anything from society, it's not a lie if you believe it, and something's not a lie if you repeat it enough times. If you just repeat something enough times, people, like, there'll be a small popular, like, whatever. Like, you know, we just tell people, we are the best soccer cappers in North America. Name us a site, name us handicappers, and better, we're the best. Suck it, screw them. And if you think so, tell them that we said to suck it, we're better than them. And there'll be like 7 or 8% of the population that'll say those two are the best. They wouldn't say they're the best if they couldn't back it up. You know, we're the best.
We're backing it up with winners, Gabe.
Hey, Colorado Rapids, that was good. When I saw the game, I was like, damn, I should have got in on that one.
Colorado Rapids. Just a good angle. Gabe, you know, when we talk about angles in sports, Portland's a better team, but they already clinched up thing. Like, Colorado needed that win for playoffs. Like, sometimes you just got to take the hungrier team, right? And the line, like, they were huge dogs, and by game time, the thing started going down. I'm like, this is very interesting. Maybe we are on the right side of things. So the vibe was right. But, yeah, no, MLS has been great. You've been nailing the Champions League, too. It's been a lot of fun. We're enjoying mixing in soccer into our repertoire, buddy. And hopefully we'll hit some golf winners this week. Didn't do it last week. I didn't have Brian Gay.
Well, you're supposed to. You're not even supposed to be the soccer guy. Like, the golf now, like, exactly. Your golf pick sucks, so let's step it up. You're down the soccer. I don't even know why we have you on the top golf. I don't even know. Honestly. I should get Feinberger Mayo on every Wednesday. You're just a soccer guy. Yeah. You're just a soccer guy now.
Yeah, those guys can't do soccer.
Cam's like, hey, golf guy. Now the pressure's on. I don't know. We'll see, buddy. We'll see. You put so much time into capping this soccer. We'll see. We'll see what's in Cam's bag. Yeah. Now,
slipping.
Mate, I'm just kidding. See, I told you something. Now I'm in your head. You're like, yeah, my picks are bad.
Now I don't understand how people get brainwashed. It's pretty easy.
Dude, it is. It's telling you. If you say it authoritatively, too, you suck. And people walk away. Man, I think I do suck, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, what am I doing?
Hey, you can just No, no, your golf picks are great. You did great with the golf season. This stuff's been the silly season, buddy. We're not holding against you. We're talking about the silly stuff. Now it's the big leagues next week.
Correct. Got to hit the Masters.
Masters. All right, yeah. What's in Cam's bag coming up? Maybe we'll find out what's in Cam's fridge and stomach, too.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winners. And I know the winners. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute.
You have reached the coach's hot
line.
Line.
Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MA versus Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Morenci. Ben, your rage. All right, we got the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewarty and Cameron. It's the football frenzy on Wednesday nights here. We're going to get into some football, but we do have the Houston Open to break down, the final tournament before the Masters. It sounds strange saying that, guys, but yeah, the Masters is next week. So we're going to start to raise it up. And the thing is, too, you know, the Masters, it's not just, you know, a tournament you can break down in one show, two shows. It takes a bunch of shows. Tonight, we're going to go with Houston. But moving forward after this, it'll be all Masters talk because there's just so many props and different things to attack here. So, of course, speaking of attack, the Mac attack this evening, the Mac attack. A fun night of Mac football. They delivered as far as entertainment was concerned. The Ball State game. And yeah, that's what I get for changing my mind. I was on Miami of Ohio earlier in the week. I did hit the over, so we split, whatever. Late turnover. And then, the Central Michigan game, very entertaining, that game against Ohio. That was a fun football game as well. So, props to the Mac. Good job, Mac, returning. We got some Pac-12 football returning. We got Ian Cameron returning right now. Papano in the house. What's up, Papano?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I knew the Mac was back tonight, and the action was back in college football when I was seeing missed extra points, defensive touchdowns, fluke plays all over the place. You know, Mac football is back when you're seeing that stuff.
Yeah, you know what, though? To be honest, that's college football. Like, tonight, the Mac actually, you know, if you look at their scores, the Mac is a weird conference, and, you know, every week is different, but they all play pretty well tonight, 27-23. But Kent State and Eastern Michigan, both sharp. You know, as far as looking, we brought it up on Game Time Decisions. Kid on Ohio State missed a chip shot the other day that cost people the over. College kickers suck, newsflash, right? Not just in the MAC. Like, they suck in the NFL. They suck in college. I don't know what it is. Football, like, athletes seem to be better now at everything in the modern era except kicking a football for some reason or another. Like, the easiest thing is, like, the hardest thing suddenly. I don't know. It's baffling. But all right, let's get to the Houston Open, and I've been to Houston before. Big fan, great city, Houston. And I swear I won this tournament like a long. I got to confirm. I'm going to look up the history of the Houston winners here, Cam, but I'm pretty sure my main man, Smooth Freddy won here, man. Freddy Couples. I got to believe Freddy Couples won here, and I was on this like in the old days. But you know what's crazy? On this course, I'm seeing Brooks Koepka actually helped design this course.
Yeah, it's a weird course, buddy. First of all, before we get into the golf, I guess we lost that MMA fight with the little guy we had. Did he get smoked? Because I don't see any money in for that. Yeah, Murdoch. How'd that go? Yeah,
Murdoch got murdered.
I blame I'm going to blame Gamblu for that. Affecting
not only did he lose, like I think he's in the hospital, bro. Like, he got killed.
Oh,
like,
that guy.
His Dana White contender series. I don't know if you guys saw the other knockout. The other guy got kicked in the face. I won that. We won the parlay, though, the favorite parlay. Dude, it's like mismatch city, man. Like, I don't even know if there's a weight class in this stuff. Like, this, it's like one guy looked like he was a fan out of the stands, and the other dude was just laughing at him, kicking him in the head. And people are like, oh, knockout of the year. I tweeted out. I said, knockout of the year. The guy was a minus 600 favorite, guys. I said, like,
exactly.
And, yeah, thanks, Lou.
This is a Murdoch mystery of a different kind.
Murdoch. Yeah, thanks. I'll never forget this name now, Murdoch. I'm never betting on that dude again, bro.
He's horrible. Horrible.
We didn't do good. But the parlay won.
I mean horrible.
I put $100
good for the parlay. Yeah, the parlay was nice. Yeah, parlay was good.
All right. So let's
get out of business. Hey, Babano, no offense, buddy. I love you, but nobody knows what Murdoch Mystery is unless you live in, like, a barn somewhere in Canada. So I don't know what you're talking about. Right, Gabe? Guys, Murdoch Mysteries. Anyway,
I got to be honest, Cam.
He's the best. Yes.
Went right over my head.
You didn't even realize what he was talking about. Yeah, I do, because I like murder mysteries. He tried to slip one by you, Gabe. He tried to slip one by you. Houston open this week. Let's be honest.
I expect a Coronation Street reference, and I don't know. I just, you know what it is. I think I just tuned it out. Sorry, I just did.
Yeah, so I'm like, what? You might do that.
All right,
yeah.
I'm trying to get the Houston Open here. All right, I brought up the city. I brought up the tournament. I keep getting pulled back in by you two, specifically Cam. It's not your fault, Babano. All right, Cam. So what do you got
tonight?
What's in your bag?
The Houston Open. We're not not too much in my bag this week. I do have a six pack because. You know, you could look at Dustin Johnson at plus 750. He's coming off COVID. Tyrell Hatton's a hot player. I guess out of all the chalky guys, I like him the best, but I'm not going to take him. Brooks Koepka, many question marks there. He could win this tournament or miss the cut. He's dealing with a lot of injuries on the comeback trail. Hideki Matsuyama, he'll break your heart. He'll play well, and then he won't play well. So we're going to start things off with my pals in the 22 to range. Russell Henley. We got Russell Henley, formerly of the Eagles, at 22 to 1. And Scottie Scheffler at 22 to 1. I love Scottie Scheffler this week. Those are my two horses.
I know, Babano, you're just dying right now. But you're like, I can't jump in and do it. So when you heard the word Henley, I was surprised. No karaoke tonight. Give us a Boys of Summer or something.
We got to let Cam roll through his six-pack there.
Take it easy. Okay, Babano.
Don't let Russell Shank's shot off the tee drive you crazy.
Easy. There you go. Gabe.
There it is. All right, so you know what? I like where you're going with Russell Henley. I like where you're going.
Thank you.
With Russell Henley. I was going to take a look at Russell Henley for top 10. I like those top 10 props, top 20 props.
Oh, big time. Big time. You put him in there. This guy, people don't understand, too, if you don't follow golf. Russell Henley is one of these guys, and it's weird. It's kind of like the school that you go to. Like, a lot of Georgia Bulldogs do well, and they take it personally, right? Like, when one of them does well, like Kisner, Henley does well, Bubba Watson's been playing well, it's weird. It's like you see your buddy from your school do well, and you do well, too. It's kind of like, great play attracts good play, and these guys want to show up. And Henley's been a monster. Back-to-back top five. Scheffler, has a perfect game for this course.
He didn't qualify for the Masters either. So it's good. So he's playing for something. He's playing for money. He's playing, trying to get in. I'll look up the top 20 here, but I'm glad you brought Henley up. I actually had him circled as a prop for a finishing position prop.
Yeah, I like a lot of guys this week, so I had to narrow it down because I think there's a lot of interesting stories and guys at great prices. You can't bet anybody, so we're just going to have six beers in the six-pack. So Henley and Scheffler, they're my main guys. And then we're going to go back to Doc Redman. He let me down last week. I thought we were going to hit a winner. I had a lead going into the final round, and I tried to get out of the hedge, but there was too many guys involved, and that sucks. I love when golf on a Sunday, you have a two-man race, and you can put like $400 on the other guy and just sit back, relax, and have a cocktail because you know you're going to win money. But that didn't happen last week with Doc Redman. I'm going back to him at 45-1. Another Texas Longhorn. He sounds like he's from Milan, Italy, but he's not. Dylan Fratelli actually is a Texas Longhorn, 75-1. I think he'll play really, really well this week, and he has a lot to play for as we talk about the Masters and money and all the other things. And Gabe, we're going with a couple other guys too that have had success here in the past. Maybe not in the best form with Charlie Hoffman at 90-1, but I'm digging deep at the bottom of the barrel. And one of our old friends at 100-1, Big Bo Hostler. He's from Texas. He's a Longhorn. I'm a Longhorn, baby.
You know, a player that it seems that a lot of people like this week, and I'm talking about not just people, but I'm talking about the machines, the data, and including the odds makers, is Tony Finau. Tony Finau, minus 115, top 20. Russell Henley's minus 105, top 20. I've been doing well with the top 20s, but I never brought it up. We never really talked about the Bermuda too much after, Cam. But I got my ass handed to me. Those top 20s did not work out at all. One dude, your guy was Doc Redman. Zalatoris sucks, bro. I'm tired of Zalatoris' hype. He's always, you know,
he finished
never
top
wins.
20, though. He finished top 20.
Yeah.
And you had Denny McCarthy, our buddy, Denny McCarthy. He was top 20. It wasn't that bad. Yeah. I think he went 3-3.
I guess you're right. Yeah. More. Yeah, I guess you're right.
More.
All right.
Hey, everybody wants more, buddy. I will say this. Tony Finau is a perfect type of guy for this course, too. He's getting sick and tired of him. He's like Ricky Fowler. Hey, Tony, when are you going to win? You always seem to get there, and then you don't do anything. The difference is Tony Finau has form, and Ricky Fowler is just this guy's game's in a garbage bin right now. Tony Finau's 22-1, Gabe. The problem with him is he doesn't know how to close. Can he win this week? Yes. But I'd say Tony Finau, top 10 and 20, that's how you attack Tony.
All right. Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. We got what's in Cam's bag. Anything interesting in the fridge tonight, Cam, that you want to share with us?
I got lots in the fridge.
Any interesting stories tonight?
Nah. Not really interesting stories. I went to the Polish meat shop, and they had a wicked deal. They basically have, it's not a mystery bag, but it's a Ziploc bag, and it's like really, really cheap. They give you the end pieces, like of the turkey loaf, of the ham and everything, in a giant Ziploc bag. It's usually $10, and they had it for $3.99. So I took it all out, chopped it up myself, wrapped it up. So now I got sandwich meat for the next while. And
went to a Polish butcher. And basically bought like the ends in a bag for
cuts.
$3.
Yes.
For $3.
Yeah, they're very, it's not a bad deal. The problem is nobody wants the end cuts. Oh, no. It's delicious meat. It's just at the end. It's not like they put anything bad in it. It's just, you cut it yourself. Nice and thin.
Urbano?
Right?
$3 a bag.
Sounds what's in mine? Well, this.
It's not really a mystery bag. It's not really a mystery bag, but it's sort of like such a mixed meat thrown in there.
End cuts. Great value.
All right. We're hitting football on the other side. Wicked Wednesday continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
$10, $200.
Hey, wait a second. What are you doing? You're not betting. You know he's not supposed to bet.
Come on, Jerry. It's a lock.
Kramer, you've had this thing under control for almost 3 years now. Don't start again.
But it's a lock.
No.
Sports Rage Late Night continues. I'm Renzi throwing it down. A raging redhead, Cam Stewart. You know who he is. You also know the Soup Man, Ian Cameron, a.k.a. Babano. the football frenzy. All right, so I probably get into some football in a minute. I look forward to Babano's takes on these games. Quickly, though, people asking questions. They had a couple of quick golfers, Kim. Mr. Burns, Sam Burns. Any opinion on Burns?
I like Burns. He's actually a guy that flies under the radar. I'm not sure if Burns is going to win, but he's consistently a top 25 guy. So let's take a look here at FanDuel at top 20. That's a really nice price. Yeah, if you guys want to put Sam Burns in, Mr. Burns is plus 340 top 20. I think he'll linger right around the T14, the T15 mark. So I got no problem with Sam Burns. Anybody else?
Schneider Jans.
Oh, wow. What a question. Who are these guys? I love them.
That was like some of the beat
I love
guys. Some Snyder Jans.
Yeah.
Some Ollie Snyder Jans.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Cam Stewart for Snyder Jans. You think Schneider's was good? My meat's better. It's an upgrade. Schneider Jans. We got the end cuts. Plus 470, top 20. Ollie Schneider Jans has the best lid you'll ever see. This guy's mop top is awesome. Gabe, it's that old Southern hairdo, like the Daniel Jones, but even better. This guy's the mop top hair shop like Plato. He finished great last week, played gorgeous golf in Bermuda, the Georgia Tech player. Plus 470, top 20. It's funny. I would actually sprinkle on Ollie Schneider Jans. He's a real streaky player. He lost his tour privileges for a while, and if he keeps on playing well, he'll get him back. I got no problem with Schneider Jans as a super pooch.
Like you said, we have a real smart. Sharp. Yeah, we have a real sharp golf audience here, Cam. We're very, very sharp.
I like it.
DGS says he loves Henley and Scotty Scheffler as My well picks. Here. Yeah. So, nice. So next week is the Masters. We're really going to get into that, and then we'll ask you for your picks, Babano. Next week you're on the clock. Next Wednesday.
Yeah, you got to give us
Golf. I get into the Masters. Yeah, no doubt. Oh, yeah, I'm going to come prepared. We'll give you some stuff. Yep.
You're such a front runner, Ben. Masters I'll have a ton of picks for. I won't pay attention until then.
Houston Open.
World Cup. Buy my six-pack of World Cup picks, guys. Like,
you're right. The Houston Open is, I'm not going to say it's Mac football. The Bermuda Championship's a Mac game. This is more of a Sun Belt game, this tournament. Maybe a little bit above. What's another? You know what it is? Mountain West.
Yeah,
the Shell of Houston Open is a Mountain West game. That's what it is.
What about our homegrown talent here, Corey Connors and Mac Hughes? What are they going to do this weekend?
Actually, I got a text from Geoff. I haven't talked to him in a while. He loved my picks, and he also fired me, and he's a good golf capper, guys. Gabe said him and Mayo are going to replace me if I can't start hitting some winners soon, but we've been good. Anyway, those guys like Corey Connors, and who was the other guy? There was another guy. Cameron Davis, I think, was another guy that Mayo and Feinberg were looking at. Both of those guys made my radar. I'm not going to bet everyone to win, but Mackenzie Hughes and Connors, they could be good bets this week. It's weird. The Canadians always seem to play well in Houston. They're not afraid of the wind.
All right, so let's get down to business here. As I promised on Twitter earlier, there's been a lot of talk about Michigan, about Nevada, about Georgia and all these other states over the last 24 hours. And we're talking about them all, but football only. Football only. We don't care about the polling stations in Nevada. I care about the big line movement here, Babano, in Nevada. It was a little later earlier in the week. Listen, the Nevada Wolfpack have gotten off to a great start this year. They're the real deal, this football team. Fun team, good quarterback, good offense. They had the win against Wyoming in week one. Then they go, they handle their business, and they tattoo UNLV. They get the cover in week two. Now they're laying, it's up to 17.5 right now. Total is 56.5. And I'll tell you what, guys, I'll throw it to you first, Babano, then you can, but this isn't like the good Utah State teams. Like, hey, Utah State had a little run where they were pretty good. And even Jordan Love was, they lost Jordan Love. So that's all you need to know. I mean, they lost to an NFL draft pick. And to be honest, they weren't great with Jordan Love either. They were better. I don't forget the kid's name.
With
was it Atkins? What was the guy's name?
Yeah. There was another guy, and the running back was the guy Seattle, Robert Turbin. Those were the best years of the Utah State Aggies. The Robert Turbin era, and those guys, they were a real good team.
It's a black guy. What was the quarterback?
Yeah. Man, he was wiry and
Fuller,
fast.
Atkins,
I know.
Fuller, whatever. I had to look it up. But anyways, yeah. And then they had Jordan Love. But Babano, this isn't like a good, you look at Utah State this year, they're getting drilled, Babano.
No, the Utah, this is bet on versus bet against for me. Like, this is definitely, I think, a little bit inflated, this number, but I don't think I could even pull the trigger at 17.5 now with Utah State. You know, it's Gary Anderson's back there after failed stints in Wisconsin and Oregon State, and he's back where he started in Utah State. And this is just an old recycled coach idea that usually doesn't work and doesn't pan out, and it's certainly not starting well for Utah State. They've been drilled in their first two games, going 0-2 straight up in ATS. Now, granted, they've had tough competition. Talking about two of the top teams in the Mountain West you've had to play, Boise State and San Diego State in back-to-back weeks. But you were slaughtered in those two games. You lost 80-20 combined score. You were non-competitive. And the defense for Utah State has completely fallen off, and they can't stop the run. They're getting beaten for big pass plays. That's trouble against Nevada, because finally, Jay Norvell, the head coach, has got his offense where he wants it. Carson Strong, an experienced QB, good offensive line, good skill position talent. I don't know how many stops Utah State can get, and their offense is very sketchy. They brought in Jason Shelley as one of their quarterbacks, Utah transfer. He played there for a season or two. He's been erratic. He's barely completed, not even completing 60% of his passes. And then they stuck in the other quarterback yesterday for a bit in the game, and he wasn't much better. That's the problem for Utah State. If they fall behind, they can't get through the back door. The spot concerns me, guys, for Nevada, just because they beat UNLV last week. It was a huge game. Battle for the Fremont Cannon. They had lost two in a row to UNLV. You could tell they wanted that one badly. But I don't want Utah State. I could only go with Nevada in the game.
All right. We love you, Babano. Great, great. But, like, dude, want to get to as many games as possible here, Babano.
Got to give him credit, though, Gabe. That was some in-depth analysis.
I know. But we had to jump in. It was like we started going back to the
top-notch analysis. But, unfortunately, we don't have a top-notch amount of time. I get it.
It's just one game on the board. It's just one game on the board. All right. So what's your final analysis, Babano? After all that, please have a pick.
After all that, I'd still lay the points with Nevada. If I had to bet, I don't want Utah State. They look terrible. They're really bad on both sides of the ball.
All right. I'm rattled now, Rich. I've been rattled all night here. I've been rattled all day. I'm going to snap a little bit later on, but we'll get to that later.
Let's just say, let me put it this way. Nevada's taking money, and I think it's warranted that they're taking money.
All right. Cam?
This game sucks. I want to take the dog, and I can't. I'm not laying 17.5 with Nevada. I can't lie to you, Gabe. In-game bets. I'm laying low. I got a lot of other investments. Thank you.
All right. There you go. See, 7 seconds. Wyoming and Colorado State. This is a fun one, too. So Wyoming, of course, got it done for us last week against Hawaii.
Sure did.
Wyoming got it done, and we've seen Babano. You look at the Mountain West, and it's sort of been back and forth. Teams that look good. I mean, everyone, Fresno State sucked. Fresno stuck. And then look, boom, they look good, right? Colorado State, we're all hyped up. They lost. So, the Mountain West is off to an intriguing, interesting start here. What's your quicker take here, Babano, please, on the Wyoming-Colorado State game?
The value's on Colorado State here, but last week they were so bad against a team that Fresno State that's rebuilding, and they had just gotten dominated by Hawaii the week before. I'm not sure I can trust them here, and it's not sure if Steve Adazio is him and Han about who his quarterback is going to be. If it's Senteo again, they're going to get rolled by Wyoming, because Senteo can't throw the ball. He can only run it, and he didn't even do it that well last week running the ball. And Wyoming's run defense under Craig Bohl, the head coach, has always been very strong, the strength of the team. If he starts Senteo, it's a mistake, but this is Adazio we're talking about, so it wouldn't surprise me if he makes that bad call again and goes with him instead of O'Brien at quarterback. To me, this is an inflated number on Wyoming, and they're not quite the same on the road as they are in Laramie. But after what I saw at Colorado State, I don't trust it. I lean Colorado State, but I'm going to stay out of the game.
Wyoming's come on, Cam. You know, we talk about how good Nevada is this year, and Nevada really is a good football team. And Nevada got off to a 28-6 start, and then, boom, they came all the way back. Wyoming went on a tear. They ended up losing the football game 37-34 in overtime. So basically, in the second half of the first game, Cam, Wyoming were scorching hot against a damn good Nevada team. And then last week we saw the entire game. They just beat up on Hawaii, albeit in a bad spot Hawaii was. But nevertheless, correct, all the money kept coming in on Hawaii. All the so-called sharps kept coming in on Hawaii in that game. And then Wyoming rolled. You know, they're 3.5 points for a reason. The coach is an idiot at Colorado State. He's a bad hire. He was average at Boston College. It's a weird hire out here. There's been controversy. We talked about it last week. The players don't like him. There's been accusations of weird COVID stuff. Like, do you threaten the kids? If you tell anyone you got COVID, we're going to kick you off the team. There's been racial accusations. There's not a lot of love going on with this program right now. That's why they're getting 3.5. I think Wyoming are going to win the football game. -168 on the money line right now, though. What do you think, Cam?
Yeah, Gabe, but you know how it goes week to week, though, right? So Wyoming looks so good, and you're right. We were on the right side. I couldn't believe that line against Hawaii. It just kept on climbing and climbing, and I'm like, great, because we really like people are betting on Hawaii. We'll bet on Wyoming. I think it's a different spot in Fort Collins with Colorado State. I know there's not going to be tons of fans there, but Wyoming has a problem with their road show. They're a great home band, but you take their show on the road, and they're not tight. I'm going to take a shot with Colorado, small play, +3.5. I think this line even might go to 4.
It's not much of a road trip, and it's very similar elements. That's the thing with this.
It's true.
It's not true. Like, it's true. I know, because I've been to both these places. They're close to each other.
Yep.
And, mm-hmm. You know, similar. And in fact, if you look, Babano, the Wyoming Cowboys haven't lost to Colorado State. Colorado State haven't beaten Wyoming since 2015. They've lost 4 straight times against this football team.
4 straight. And covered. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Colorado State 0-4 straight up in ATS last 4 against Wyoming. This is the border war, by the way. It's weird to see this game early November, but because of COVID-19, the schedules have been altered. This is usually a rivalry weekend game, but we're having it earlier. But yeah, Wyoming's dominated Colorado State. 4 straight wins and covers.
Oh, yeah. There's no rivalry like that rivalry weekend, but battle of Wyoming and Colorado State.
Yeah. Down the totem pole, past the Iron Bowl, the Egg Bowl, Michigan, Ohio State. Yeah, there's a few that I can think of are bigger billing than that one.
Well, Cam likes his bags of meat. I got to tell you, Cam, though, was one thing. A Wyoming-Colorado State game, I'm betting there's some pretty fat steaks going on at that tailgate, bro, out there. You know these Cowboys don't mess around out there. Colorado State fans, Wyoming fans, they got a shotgun. Yeah. And a barbecue and the back of the pickup, and they're ready to rock.
Yeah, if you bring coleslaw to their party, they're going to put a bullet through you. It's meat or nothing. You better bring something that's formerly dead and throw it on the grill, and prefer an extra large size.
Colorado State?
I agree.
Show up with like a buffalo on top of your pickup truck. Like a buffalo.
Exactly, Flintstone style. Yeah, I've got a Brontosaurus burger there, guys.
Like that, I don't know if it's a Pepsi or Coke commercial. They're like, what's your favorite tailgate? Someone's like, sushi. But he's like, sushi? You're kidding me. Portraits late night continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
All right, Sports Rage late night continues. A couple of more minutes with the Raging Redhead. He was courteous enough to hang around. Well, actually, he wasn't really, you know, he is courteous enough to hang around with us, but I actually just didn't let him go. And that's what happened there.
Yeah, we strong-armed him into it.
Yeah, exactly. Sort of got suckered in. Been a long, long day. Wednesdays are his days into Thursday here. I haven't slept much this week myself. So, yeah, Wyoming's 3.5-point favorites, totals 52.5 in that football game. Miami Hurricanes and NC State, that's on Friday. We'll get into that a little bit, Babano. But, guys, the game on Friday night that's really super cool is BYU and Boise State. BYU, it's been 2.5 all week, Babano, the point spread. And, Cam, we'll break that down this game throughout the week as well. But
yep.
I'm looking at BYU. We're early in the week here right now, but – and I'm not changing my mind. Whenever I change my mind, it always bites me. So I'm not changing my mind. My gut tells me BYU. My feeling, my eyeballs, everything. I think BYU are a better football team than Boise State are right now. And I like them. It's a short price. I think BYU are going to get it done, guys. Cam?
I lean BYU as well. This team is just coming out of the gate real hot. Their offense has been absolutely fantastic. It was shocking the first week of the season when just what they did to Navy, it was just an embarrassment. BYU, they're not just beating teams, they're embarrassing them now. Boise State, it looks attractive at a 2.5-point home dog, but I lean BYU, Morenci.
Babano, what do you think about that one?
Yeah, it's a great game. You look at it, Jack Sears, who filled in for Hank Bachmeier, the quarterback for Boise State last week because of Bachmeier late scratch with COVID-19. And Jack Sears, remember, was at USC. He looked great. It didn't look like there was much of a drop-off. 3 touchdowns, 280 yards through the air. He's going to move the ball, and so will BYU. Boise State's defense got creased big time by Air Force last week. I don't see them really stopping Wilson. I'm not on the side, but I like this total. It's already gone up a bit. It's not going to be too much wind. It'll be cold, but no wind. I think it goes over that total of 61.
61 and a half. The Raging Redhead can score. We'll be back. Cam's corner kicks return. Soccer King must get rest. He'll be back at 6 o'clock Eastern. Game time decisions. Sports Rage continues.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.